I visited with Wildcats offensive coordinator Matt Young on Tuesday morning. Coach Young comments on the offensive effort against Longview last Friday and the Marshall game coming up this Friday on the road with so much at stake.
I was overall happy how our kids played. Great opponent. Our kids came out and we challenged them to play really fast and really physical, and I thought we did both of those things. We moved the ball, 260 yards of offense, barely half of what we normally do, but it's a different game. Possessions were down about four possessions, but up front, I thought O-line did a tremendous job blocking the best defensive line they're going to play this year. I'm really pleased with Hawkins and Rosemond, how they ran the football, and I think we did some things that stopped ourselves. I think they stopped us at times too, but I really like what I saw from our kids, and that's what we've really talked about this week, is let's draw on that, draw on the pace that we played and the attention to detail we played at, and we do those things, we'll be very successful.
Jalen Hawkins, I thought, the bright spot of the game for us, his overall game.
Yeah, I thought it was going in, it would be his first time playing an opponent that we know that is that physical, and to see him continue doing what he's been doing was really a pleasant surprise. And I think Tyler Rosemond's starting to get back to being the Tyler that we all love to see run the ball, hitting the daylight and with physicality. And so it's a really positive, those two guys coming out of last week.
Statistically, I was talking to Coach Owens about it, and it seems that when you look just at the raw stats, Marshall and us are very similar. What impresses you about the defense that they present?
They're really fast. They're going to be very impressive up front. They'll probably have – their D-line may be better appearance-wise than Longview's. They don't quite play at that same pace, but are some extremely gifted guys, some guys that run really well lateral to lateral and sideline to sideline, and will put pressure on us up front. Very quick in the back end is what jumps out at you, and then a little bit different with what they do in the back. So they do some things that pose a challenge that way. Our challenge is just to play our game. If we'll execute and play fast and take care of the ball, we end up putting it in the end zone.
Oh, you're seeing a lot more defenses now that maybe sacrifice a linebacker for another safety, the old three safety approach. It's pretty common defense.
It's really what it is. It's just how our district is. Our district, you'll hear it called a 4-2-5, where it's more the TCU and they can move safeties around however they like. Nobody has really had a major adjustment against us except for Pine Tree. They were the one that did something a little bit radical. Halsell tried a couple of things, I guess. But otherwise, it's still pretty general what we see, just really the depth and the width that people play at is what we're looking at.
Everything on the line. I mean, you couldn't bring it down to, one game that really means everything for playoffs between the two teams.
Yeah, you basically just treat it like a playoff game. You go in paying attention to details of them. You have so many games on them. And if you win, you just keep rolling. And it's a great mentality. I think our kids, it's really interesting to see their mentality and how they take it. And we've got so many guys that have been there and been in battles. And they know that struggles make you stronger. And so it's really exciting just to see how they work the rest of this week and then how we play on Friday.
KSST Sports.